You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 100.5 FM.
Many parents in British Columbia know too well that the province is experiencing a childcare crisis. While some struggle to find care they can afford, others consider themselves lucky to have simply found a spot for their child in licensed facilities. Childcare advocates in the province are now promoting a plan to create a public childcare system in BC. It would guarantee a mere $10 per day fee for families with incomes above $40,000, and it would be free for families with income below that amount. Rita Chudnovsky is a board member of the Coalition of Childcare Advocates of BC and a longtime children's advocate. Hello, Rita, and welcome to Red Eye.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Can you describe the difficulties that low-income parents in BC currently face in trying to secure childcare?
Well, there's a couple of specific difficulties that low-income families face. First of all, as you mentioned in your introduction, we have province-wide a shortage of licensed childcare spaces. So in BC, we still only have a licensed space for a child in either a group program that people might know as a daycare center or childcare center, and in a family childcare home, which is where a caregiver provides care for a small number of children in her own home. But we only have a licensed space in those settings for about 20% of the children of the province from birth to 12. So first of all, people have real difficulty just finding a quality licensed space. The second huge challenge facing low-income families and increasingly middle-income families is the incredible high cost of childcare. So as your listeners may or may not know, as compared to other services that we have in our community that are publicly funded, perhaps with a very small fee attached, childcare is essentially a user fee system. And an organization or an individual sets up a program, establishes a fee for parents that in a nonprofit world sort of pays the wages and the costs in the increasing commercial childcare sector, includes a profit, and parents are required to pay that fee. In BC, low-income families can get what's called a childcare subsidy from the provincial government if they qualify. So the provincial government will give them some funds towards the cost of childcare, but it rarely covers the full cost. So the cost of childcare in BC for families with young children is their second highest cost after housing. For families with children under three, they can be paying $900 to $1,000 a month, even more in some places in Metro Vancouver. Low-income families, like all families, have difficulty finding childcare, and then the cost of it is incredibly high, costs more than a post-secondary education. It costs almost as much as housing, in some communities as much as housing. People with children under three can be paying $12,000, $13,000 a year for childcare. So while those pose real challenges for all families, of course those challenges are writ large for low-income families and are a real barrier to parents in low-income families, either being able to go to school, being able to go to work, and mean that a lot of low-income children are in unregulated, inconsistent care, which isn't good for their development.
You mentioned the subsidy earlier.
Yeah.
What is that? How much is that subsidy?
Well, the subsidy varies depending on the number of children in the family, the age, the income level, and so on. So it's difficult to give you an exact figure. But often parents, particularly in urban settings, would be paying hundreds of dollars over the full subsidy to actually cover the fee that's charged by the child care center. The province sets a maximum that they provide. So there's a significant gap that even low-income parents would have to make up if they're using child care.
What about parents who aren't low income? What kind of challenges do they face in securing childcare?
They certainly face the same challenge in terms of finding a space, but because, of course, this is ends up being a bit of a market system. Those families who are able to pay more are probably more likely to have access to the spaces that exist. But even then, being able to pay high fees doesn't guarantee you that there's a space. And certainly for a growing number of what we would call middle-income families, the cost of quality licensed care is very difficult. And so, recently we have done some work with the BC Poverty Reduction Coalition, and a broader range of groups are seeing that moving to the plan we're suggesting of $10 a day child care with no user fees, as you said, for families with incomes under $40,000 is one of the most significant things that government could do as part of a poverty reduction strategy.
Well, to meet the child care needs currently, I understand that commercial child care centers are a growing phenomenon in BC. What does the expansion of the commercial service mean for child care in the province?
Right. Well, we've always in BC because child care has really been something that's kind of developed from the ground up. We've always had a number of individual early childhood educators who run a preschool or a group daycare as a small business, and our plan welcomes those providers in. But what you're referencing is the growth in BC of what we call commercial child care chains. And these are large corporate entities. Some use a franchise model. One, in fact, is the first child care chain listed on the stock exchange, publicly listed company. And the international and national evidence indicates really clearly that this is not a solution to the child care crisis facing BC families. Commercial child care chains, particularly those in large corporate kind of models, have a responsibility to generate profit from the businesses they run for their owners and their shareholders and their investors. And in order to generate a profit in child care, generally there's only a couple of options. Either fees are really high or wages are really low, or quality is undermined in order to generate that profit. So we see in other countries where large commercial child care chains became the main form of child care that's provided, particularly in Australia, and then the large company went bankrupt, and families and communities and government were left holding the bag. So commercial child care is not the solution to the crisis BC families are facing.
Well, if that's not the solution, let's look at more viable possibilities. I know the province of Quebec is widely known for having a child care system that includes low user fees. What can we take away from their model?
Right. Well, the $10 a day child care plan that we're proposing and which is gaining lots of support and momentum across the province, we really looked at what other countries and particularly what other jurisdictions in Canada are doing, and we really took the best of from a range of models to make it a made in BC model. I would say a number of really important lessons from Quebec. The first is that the Quebec system was started because there was political leadership in the province that recognized that this was a really important issue for families and communities and made the political commitment to begin building a system. They didn't pass the buck to another level of government. They didn't wring their hands and say, we can't do it. They made a commitment and they began. And the second lesson we learned from Quebec is once they moved quickly to get a real benefit into the hands of many families, those families really began to understand what they had to lose if a government then came in and tried to erode the system. And that's exactly what happened in Quebec. It was introduced at $5 a day. It's gone up to $7 a day. A different party came into power, tried to raise it, the fee even higher, and to begin to undermine the system that was being built. And families who actually now understand what it means to them to have affordable, quality child care became a real political force to ensure that that didn't happen. More recently, one of the really important lessons we've learned from Quebec is that the Quebec system, which is only 12 years old, is already paying for itself. A recent study has shown that about 70,000 women were able to enter the labor force in Quebec because they now had affordable child care, and they would not have been able to enter the labor force without that. Not only, obviously, did that make a big difference to their families, but their increased purchasing power and the increased taxes they pay now returns $1.05 to Quebec for every dollar they invest in the system, and actually returns 44 cents to the federal government. So we see that while for a long time we've known about the long-term benefits of investing in the early years in terms of child healthy development, we also see that within 12 years the Quebec system is generating the economic growth that more than pays for itself. And we think that's a really important lesson for the policymakers in BC to pay attention to.
So the economic argument against low-cost or no-cost childcare is kind of turned on its head, really, here.
Yes, it is. The evidence is increasingly clear that, as I say, we have long-term studies that show that for every dollar invested, Canada would see a $2.54 return, and a lot of that return is in the really important, and not, I don't mean in any way to suggest, you know, that the rights of children to a good start and good early childhood experiences isn't reason enough, right? But we've had the longer-term economic returns very clearly for a long time. This shows that within a, you know, certainly in an economic planning cycle, within a relatively short turnaround, because of the increased labor force participation rates of women, both mothers and early childhood educators making under our system, who would finally be making a living wage, has a tremendous impact on the economy. And then, in fact, investment in child care has one of the biggest multiplier effects of investment in any industrial sector. Because investing in child care, those dollars are spent in the local economy by families and by early childhood educators.
What could we do to make the plan, these ideas and this plan that your group, the Coalition of Child Care Advocates of BC, is putting forward, what can we do to make this a reality?
Well, as you say, the plan, which is calling for and has a whole approach to how we would begin over time, over 5 to 10 years, to build a universal system for children that moves away from the crisis and from the patchwork to a real system. The $10 a day child care plan is gaining tremendous support and momentum across BC. As you mentioned in your intro, I've been engaged in child care and children's advocacy for a long time, and I've never seen the level of support and energy generated as this plan is generating. Over a dozen municipalities, many school boards, a large number of trade unions and social justice organizations have had a look at the plan and are supporting it. So your listeners can go to our website and read the plan and can individually endorse the plan. We have individual endorsements from, I think, over 150 BC communities. And if people belong to organizations, can get their organizations to endorse the plan, so that we begin to build the breadth and depth of support that makes this an issue that is a top priority in the coming provincial election. We have a solution to offer whatever party is prepared to step forward and say that they're prepared to make a commitment to work with community to solve the problem. We've done the work. We've got a solution. It's got tremendous support, and your listeners can learn more about it and support it themselves online.
Well, Rita, thanks so much for joining us today and for your continued work on this important issue of children's child care.
Thank you, and thanks for your interest.
I've been speaking with Rita Chudnovsky. Rita is a board member of the Coalition of Child Care Advocates of BC and also a longtime children's advocate.